This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pitch. Drive into deep left field. This thing is pounded, and it is gone. After the walk, a two-run homer. That really hurts. It's 4-1 Astros.
Again, you said it. It's the walks and the home runs.
Red Sox dropped 2-3 in Houston. They lose 4-1 last night. They only win two games on their six-game trip.
Rough.
Drive into deep left field.
Yeah.
So they had a seven-game heater, 7-0.
They won 10 before that.
No, I know, but I'm a little bit more recent. Seven straight wins.
Yeah.
Since then, they played seven games after that.
Correct.
Record? 2-5.
2-5.
Yeah. Glass half full. You'd say they're 9-5 in their last 14.
One would say that.
Yeah, but no, another series loss. Walker Buehler turning back into a pumpkin a bit. I would say this one. If you really want to get into the nitty-gritty.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into it.
Sixth inning is where the game was lost for a couple of reasons. It was, Jones. So it was a one-run game, right? Uh-huh. One-run game. Sox are at the dish. Jaron Duran gets on via the walk, gets balked over to second base. So now you have a runner at second base, down by one, nobody out.
Yeah.
Trevor Story, got to get that runner over, son.
He does
not. You got to move the runner. No, flies out.
Yeah.
And then Yoshida grounded out.
But Yoshida got him to third.
Great. There's two outs now.
Okay, but now he's standing.
He can steal home.
Okay, he's standing at third, not steal home. The Red Sox tried to steal him home.
Yeah.
Because Cora, after Duran had already been balked over from first to second, Cora, the third base coach, Duran, are all like squawking. Like they're all looking for something that wasn't there. They came out. Cora complained about it. Yeah. He didn't get ejected for another inning after that.
Right.
But he came
out. But
he
was stewing.
He threw a little hissy fit.
He did.
Complaining about what was happening.
Well, he said post-game he just wanted an explanation,
He said after the game that he was wrong, which does beg the question, all right, fine, you were wrong, Alex. Why was the third base coach and Duran all squawking? How are you all just randomly squawking about something that no one else saw?
I don't know if they know all the details
all
of the game.
All three of you were complaining about it. And yet, somehow, Cora after the game is like, oh, yeah, I didn't know the rule. Well, so the third base coach at the same time also didn't know the rule.
Nobody.
And Duran?
Nope, clueless.
Robbie Buckets, NBC Sports Boston, made this point last night. I think it's a great one.
You weren't on TV, were you?
Well, since you asked, Keith, I was. I did happen to be on television last night.
Hot damn!
Yeah, so I
is that in HD?
Yeah. I don't always love how that comes across, but yes.
The lights are bright in there.
Yeah. There's more nose hairs coming out of my nose than I'd like to see. But so Buckets made this point. I think it's a good one. They were trying to orchestrate a run home because they knew they couldn't score off this guy last night.
Yeah.
So they're
he wasn't even that good.
No, he wasn't. He was walking a tightrope, but I think they knew it. And they're like, look, we got a guy at third. Let's scam our way a run home. Now, it's not cheating.
No.
I don't think that's what they were doing. They've been doing plenty of that this year.
But Story let him down in that particular case, I think.
He 100% did. But
they're trying to manufacture.
At that point in time, they're like, we don't have it, so let's try to trick the umpire into balking the run home so we can tie the game, which they probably would have lost anyways.
Right. Well,
Buehler comes back out for the sixth inning. He
gets the first two outs.
He hasn't given up a hit since the first inning.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe this is a hard one to defend. But the second the walk happened, I'm like, would you get him the hell out of the game?
No.
Get him out of the game.
Go for ball.
Home run.
Walking a dong. Next thing you know, it's a whole new game.
And it's like, this guy, I think in his next start, is going to make another $500K. Like, he's starting to cost you a crap ton of money, which is just John Henry's money, but I don't care. Get him off the team. Yeah. I haven't wanted him on the team forever.
You know who's been good lately, Jones?
Say it again.
You know who's been good lately?
Walker Buehler.
No, Kyle Harrison.
Oh, Harris. Oh.
Oh, your guy.
I did know
is
that.
Is he doing him well?
No, I thought you were going to set me up. I heard Lou say this on TV last night. Lou's like, well, over Buehler's last six starts or whatever, he's been pretty good. I'm like, yeah, but the whole year he's been terrible, and like the last 3 years he's pitched, he's not been very good.
I don't even know if that's true. So the last time he faced Houston, he went 4 1/3, gave up 3. He faced the Dodgers, he went 4 2/3 and gave up 3. So, I mean, if we're grading on a curve, he was better than he was. But now you factor in this one, 6 innings, 4 earned runs. Walked 4, including the one that led to the home run. So I guess he hasn't been like an out-and-out disaster. He did have that good game against the Padres. But I think they were talking about it on the radio broadcast last night. You know, back end of the rotation, who do you trust? And I think they had a poll question. The winner was Cooper Criswell, who like barely has thrown this year. But people are like, hey, he looked good the last time. They'd rather see Criswell than probably our guy Dustin May. Although I'd give him another one, certainly, after what he just did. And Walker Buehler. But yeah, that was a frustrating one. And it's also the way the Red Sox have been. It maybe should have been predictable. They will score 14 runs in a game, and then they'll score one or two. And I'm not bitching about the lineup. Like, they're going to have days like that. But they do have all-or-nothing type performances, and then you're forcing your pitchers to be even better than they are.
It's true. Now, look, Hunter Brown and you know,
hadn't won a game since July 12th.
Crochet's got knocked around in his last start. But I'm just Brown's a good pitcher.
Oh,
yeah, right?
Even
if he hasn't won in a while. I think I looked this up last night. I think he's fifth in Cy Young or something like that.
Yeah.
And so, all right, I just said the other day, I think the offense is legit and it won't let them down in October. Not a great start to that.
No.
But they scored 14 the night before. They tend to come in bunches, although they just scored 6 and a loss the night before. I wouldn't say the offense let them down. And so I look at the way they're playing, and I feel okay about the offense. I don't like that Cora felt the need to try to pull the wool over the umpire's eyes or outsmart the ump or whatever they were trying to do last night. And I also don't like the message that it sends where you freak out that much over a balk that no one saw. Okay? On Nesson, I guess, they didn't think there was anything last night. I was driving at the time, so I heard Will talk about
this. You were going into TV?
I was. Yeah. Will was listening to the replays, waiting for the replay, and he goes, oh, yeah, there's nothing there.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah,
I don't
right,
see
right.
what they're even complaining about.
Right.
The away broadcast was like, maybe, since you have to declare since somebody's on third, did he go out of his wind-up first?
And then
but they didn't know either.
DiNardo's like, well, all three of them reacted. They must have seen something. I'm like, I bet not. I bet they're just giant babies about
so.
It. And
yeah.
Maybe they even orchestrated the thing to try to get the run in.
Or it's just one. Like, the third base coach is like, it's this. The Duran's like, yeah, of course it is. The core comes storming out of the dugout.
Three
like,
of
yeah,
them.
Of course it is.
All three
yeah.
of them
yeah.
were like, ah! So it was this weird, like, yeah. synced-up thing. And so I didn't like the whole message it sent. And you get so fixated on that. Now it's like the next guy's standing there at the plate, and you're like, oh, well, clearly the manager's got no faith in me coming through. They're trying
no
to
chance.
Cheat their way for a run to come home.
No chance.
And so I just didn't like the whole thing. I didn't like that Cora couldn't get over it and got ejected an inning later. He wasn't ejected right there. If
no.
you weren't watching the game last
he
night,
was still
he wasn't ejected in real time. He went out during a pitching change when Brown came out of the game the next inning and got ejected during a commercial break.
He claims he was trying to get a ruling, and he's like, they thought maybe I was being sarcastic, but I was. He's like, I wasn't trying to get thrown out, because we've seen times where he is trying to get thrown out. This was not one of those times. So that was frustrating.
They did
give you a little something in the ninth. They did, and that was a letdown.
Oh.
No, but they're down by 3. No, but like they were...
A couple of guys on.
Ref Snyder swung at ball 4. You would have had bases loaded Roman Anthony up
that
bottom of the
nice.
Ninth, which would have been
nice.
Sick. And Rob Ref Snyder, not exactly the guy you want to put in the game, but I guess better than Connor Wong in that point. He pinch hit for Wong.
I don't know. We saw Wong start to lock in a couple of weeks ago, Keith, when we were at
he
that game.
He was hitting the ball on
the
screws.
Dodgers. Yeah,
that's,
yeah, yeah.
That's a great point, actually.
But no, you get Ref Snyder in there. I didn't have
but like, you don't
that.
Really want Ref Snyder against a righty who throws 102 miles an hour or whatever, but
he looked overmatched.
Oh, a bit. And if he kept the bat on his shoulders, he would have walked like twice during that at bat, but whatever.
Cora bothered me a little bit there. Situationally, they're hitting. Good example of Ref Snyder there. They were situationally poor earlier in the series. Anthony was actually a part of that. And so, yeah, I think there are little nitpicks you can have, little gripes. They got an off day. They're back home. They're playing Miami.
Miami's not bad.
Well, but they got real hot, honestly, when the Red Sox were winning a bunch of games. The Marlins were going on a nice tear. I think they've dropped 7 of their last 10, something like that. So it feels like they've come back down to earth. I'm not sure it'll be an easy series. But
I think
it's
just the Yankees and have lost like almost every
game. Oh, yeah, good point. They ended up losing a bunch of games to the Braves. Looks like they had to make up
they had like five games against the Braves, and they went 1-4.
Regardless, split with the, or they yeah anyway,
it's a series they should win.
No, but they got some good pitching, and like they're not a dump of a team. But I'm with you; they should absolutely take 2 out of 3.
And the Reds, they're back home, and that's where they play great. So they've been awesome at home. They've been terrible on the road. Keep an eye on that. Like that's something to be nervous about if you want to talk about their ability to go on a run and win a series in the postseason. Keep an eye on the home road splits. They're dominant at home. They're poor on the road.
You know who they're facing on Friday?
Is it Alcantara?
It is.
Nice.
I think he's been Bradford. How do you pronounce
it? I think he's been terrible. Well, he pronounces it different every time he comes on.
Alcantara.
I think Alcantara's been horrible since the deadline.
You know, they call him
right?
Sandman. Do
you have his last two starts? I think he's been terrible since the deadline. Bradford actually wrote about this yesterday, like all the names the Red Sox were linked to.
Yeah.
Ryan's been really good in his
seven
two starts.
Seven innings against Houston?
Yep.
Six earned.
Okay.
Yeah, six earned.
That's not great.
Five innings against the Braves.
Yeah.
Five earned.
Well, he's eating up innings.
So at least, maybe the Red Sox will knock him around a little bit.
You mean he's due for seven scoreless tomorrow?
Yeah, which he did against the Padres.
Perhaps.
At the end of July.
Yeah, so yeah. I think most of the guys the Red Sox were linked to, and again, Bradford wrote about this the other day.
Although Cease just beat him. Now, I guess you could say they were sort of linked, and then Padres obviously are contender, so maybe that changed.
But yeah, most of them have not been good.
Well, that's because they're all hoping to get traded to the Red Sox, and then there's a natural letdown.
Dustin May was okay. Mats was good again last time. Mats has been good.
Mats is killer.
Yeah.
Breslau is going to start being like, what about Mats? You guys like Mats now?
Yeah, he didn't really puff out his chest much this morning. I was hoping for a little bit more.
I don't know if he's capable of that. He did it in the Roman Anthony signing photograph, but other than that.
Did you? Oh, he definitely did.
Mine. Mine.
Yeah. Say it with your chest there, big dog. Yeah. Let's hear it again, Craig.
My human mind.
How said he evaluates Science every trade
and Mats.
Did you hear him this morning on the front office report? I think Curtis asked him about what's it like when John's in the room, John Henry,
sure.
at trade deadline day, and Theo's in there. And then the follow up question was, what does John Henry order? Like when you're all sitting around there all day,
like what do you have at food?
What's his go to food order?
Do you think John Henry or Craig Breslow requires food?
So Breslow gave an amazing Craig Breslow answer where he's like, "Well, we have lots of food from many local establishments.
We obviously eat human food. Of course, we eat human food.
Just zero specific. Like, couldn't have given less specifics. Lots of food from many local establishments.
I was like, when Greg was like, "What's your favorite band?" He's like, "Die, so many." So many bands.
In fairness, I froze when Alan and Nashville asked me.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, I froze up with that, too.
When you're on the spot like that, like, what did you guys eat so much?
But
John, you eat any of it, but it's also very frantic. So that's not to say that he hasn't. I just haven't been able to see it.
No, he eats food. He's not a vampire. He eats real human food. He needs it for sustenance.
He's in a room with John Henry for hours and hours and hours on deadline day. He didn't witness him eat any of the food.
Neither one ate. What if Breslau, like, in between calls, is just eating, like, a big bowl of spaghetti and meatballs? There's like, hey, Craig, can you put that down and call the Marlins back? And he's just, like, twirling it on his fork.
He's like, oh, my God, I love this.
He's got the bib in. Like, Craig, save it. The deadline is at 6 o'clock. You can have dinner after that.
My jumbo home-cooked meatball, he's just enjoying it.
That's my spaghetti. Like, okay, fine.
All right, fine, Greg.
Jeez.
It's deadline day.
So like, maybe they did. So
the
you
bowl
think
down.
They had it catered, but nobody was eating?
Apparently,
what a waste.
So, they're working so hard, Keith.
They weren't.
They were working
so hard.
They got
Dustin May and Steven Matz.
Yeah, but they've been pretty good. It's future Halloween costume, Dustin May.
We're all going as Dustin May.
So that was Breslau this morning on the front office report. Alex Cora was on yesterday, WEEI Afternoons, made his weekly appearance.
It's like we're the Red Sox station.
It is. If you missed either interview, they're both on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get them on your phone.
I have a feeling the game's going to be on this station tomorrow.
Oh, you'll be able to check that out tomorrow.
Yeah, not tonight.
Yeah. Get the Odyssey
guys
app
need
there.
To sleep.
Use the rewind feature. You can listen to the interviews. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Cora was asked about all the cheating accusations that have piled up against the Red Sox.
Jeez.
Here's his answer.
No, man. It's you prepare, and that's the way it works in big leagues. Everybody's working. Everybody's trying to gain an edge. This is not 2017 Houston Astros. You know, we did what we did, and one thing for sure, I'm going to have that dark cloud over me my whole life, and, you know, we messed up big, and some of us pay the price, right? And I can live with that. But, you know, the league is on top of stuff, you know, the iPad stuff. Everybody has their information as long as we work and everything goes through the league. So there's no worries, man. We're just trying to gain advantage, you know, and take advantage of situations that happens on the field. And, you know, like we always said, you know, we have to be on top of our guys too, you know, because our guys, some of them have tipped throughout the the years, and we have to clean him up, and we have to do our diligence to stay on top of everything. If you don't do that at this level, you're not going to be successful.
Okay. That was a wild, speaking of roller coasters, that was a wild roller coaster ride there from Cora. He's like, well, we do our work, meaning we're keeping an eye on what they're doing.
Everyone's
over there
doing work.
Then in the middle, he's like, but I get why people look at me differently. I got the dark cloud over my head.
Yep.
But this is not the 2017 Astros. I want to make that clear.
Oh, well, they did win the World Series, Alex. I wouldn't be opposed
to it. We are not doing what we were doing then, which I orchestrated. Then we're not doing that. I just want to be clear about that. Anybody who assumes that we're not doing that. And then, oh, by the way, we got to stay on our guys, too, because other guys are trying to cheat off of us.
Of course. No,
there's a lot in there.
I do give Cora a lot of credit because ever since he got caught for this and suspended for this, like, you could tell it affected him. He wears it. He doesn't deflect it. He doesn't do, like, if Bill Belichick was in the same thing, and oh, I don't know, he was. He had a few scandals. If you asked him about them, he's going to be like, I already talked about that.
70,000 people in the stadium, when he referenced that. Yeah, exactly.
Cora is just like, he talks about it. It was a bad year for him in 2020 when he wasn't in baseball. But I don't know. I think everybody
looks. We got ourselves a bona fide cheating scandal.
Everybody looks at it a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Because like you and I are like, go ahead, Alex. Lean back into that.
No.
Make the team as good as you can.
How many times early in the year did we go, what does Alex Cora do? At least now we know what
he
does.
We know he was good at that.
Like at least now we know what he's doing. So good. All right, good. You're good at picking up on tells.
Yeah.
Things
wasn't
like that.
Francona earlier in the year. It's like that's what he's really good at.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
That's good. This is what you do.
That's why Carlos Beltran should be on some. Where's Beltran now? Is he somewhere?
Oh, he's been. I do like that Cora's like a lot of us have to deal with it and pay the price. It's like you didn't really pay that much of a price there, dude.
Beltran still lost his job and never got one back, right?
You still have your job. You had to sit out the COVID year, which Keith doesn't even count as a real year.
Doesn't count. No, you actually were lucky to sit that one out. I know he doesn't view it that way, but like you wanted to ask Ron Renicki how that season went. He was throwing out just nonsense.
Yeah,
we should go back through and look at the pitchers who pitched in 2020 for the Red Sox.
One was Ryan Weber because he loved Ryan Weber.
Oh, throw Ryan Weber out there.
Who's better than Ryan Weber that we have?
When Cora's like,
Carlos Beltran in the Mets front office.
But he's not managing.
But he's not a skipper.
Okay, so when Cora's like, we all paid for this, it's like, well, kind of. I mean, A.J. Hinch had to go to another organization. Beltran never even got to manage a game.
But Hinch missed a year, too.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, then he didn't get his job back. He had to go somewhere else.
The players didn't pay the price at all.
Cora just kept his job.
Yeah.
And so, I give him credit for that. He goes to his talking points on it, but he doesn't hide from it. You're right. He doesn't duck it. He doesn't hide from it. I think it's fair that people look at him differently, just like I would look at A.J. Hinch differently, of course.
But I also think it could be Tiger Sox. Those guys might know what they're doing.
I'll tell you what. Tiger Sox and or Tigers Astros would be good.
Oh, yeah.
Because I maintain, and I said this on Monday, when they got to Crochet, I'm like, I think the Astros were giving them a taste of their own medicine because they were still pissed about what happened at Fenway.
Yeah.
Where Nearest melted down and was yelling at Hudson, the base coach, coming off the field. I think the Astros were on Crochet. However they got on him,
I don't know.
But I think they were on Crochet to give the Red Sox a taste of their own medicine. The Red Sox have pissed off some teams this year.
Good.
But at least we know what Cora's doing.
It's gamesmanship.
He's getting his money's worth.
Yes.
Which I give him credit for. And if he gets caught again, he'll be out of baseball.
I got no problem.
But, that was Cora yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. A lot of teams complaining about the Red Sox this year. What happened last night with the balk, I don't think quite fits under that umbrella.
No.
That was more trying to, like, trick the umps.
Yeah.
Than,
please.
Picking up signs or anything like that. But Cora right in the middle of it again last night. Red Sox back home starting on Friday against the Miami Marlins. They'll try to turn things around. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback on this, and we'll check in with Rob Bradford. He makes his weekly appearance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Taking your phone calls, 617-779-7937. We will go on the clock, as we do every Thursday, at high noon. We'll give you 60 seconds each, everything you need to know about the Patriots and the Vikings preseason game number two. But joining us right now, as he does every Thursday at 11:30, you heard the music there, Rob Bradford, WEEI and Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. He's brought to you by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on. At McFarlaneEnergy.com. Bradfo, what's up?
Let me tell you, McFarlane to you both, and I don't know if you heard, but Scott McFarlane, our good friend Scott McFarlane, came on this radio station and has proclaimed that he will get a Baseballs and Boring tattoo when the Red Sox win the World Series.
Wow, so him and Cora.
Are you starting a cult, Bradford?
I am. Okay. I'm starting a cult. Good That's Lord. Exactly what it is.
These poor guys are getting guilted into tattoo bets.
Now, Keith has a little temporary tattoo on today that I noticed. Kids, I was like, did Keith get some new ink over there?
No.
It's like,
My kids go hog wild for these fake tattoos. You should see them head to toe. My daughter looks like Machine Gun Kelly. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, take those off. And like, they stay on for days.
It's a gateway drug.
It is.
I'm just going to tell you. It's a gateway drug.
So do I have the full list? It's Cora. It's Scott McFarlane. Who is anybody else
there's
getting
a lot. Pete Fatsy.
Mike McFarlane.
Dylan Cease. Dylan Cease, if he wins it for San Diego.
Wow. So there's a lot of balls in the air for different awards.
We're a national brand.
This is actually the smartest thing you can do is find like the eight contending teams, get at least one guy from each team to make this bet, and then you're pretty much guaranteed someone's doing it. There's a free idea.
I think I'm going through the list in my head. Luke Weaver, I think, maybe has agreed to it with the Yankees.
Maybe.
So I got some work to do. There's 40 games left, but I think I can do it. I know that the guys in San Diego Diego when the show out there, Ben and Woods, when they found out about it, they tried getting Mike Schilt to do it. They're like, oh, that's a great idea. We're going to have Mike Schilt, who comes on our show, get a Ben and Woods tattoo. Mike Schilt wasn't going to do that.
No.
It's,
he's not,
baseball isn't boring or nothing.
I like you guys have a great logo. You got like the seams of the baseball. I see a lot of guys, especially the guys that have a million tattoos. Another one?
Should we start doing this?
Patriots keep tattoos.
Patriots Monday and Friday.
You think Hunter Henry will do it?
Yeah. Can you ask Hunter Henry if he'll get a baseball isn't boring tattoo?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll.
We'll put that in.
Thank you.
Yeah. He's gonna show up on a Patriots Monday first. But yeah, we can do that. So Bradfo, we were talking about the Red Sox and their offense yesterday. I go, hey, I think this offense is legit. I think it's not going to disappear in October against good pitching. And then they come out last night and they do nothing. Cora's begging for a balk to get a run home in the middle of the game. So how much can we count on the offense? Because I hear this often. The runs will come in bunches, just like they did on this road trip. I think they outscored their opponents on the road trip, but most of the runs were clustered 14 in one game. How legitimate do you think the offense is?
I think it's legitimate, but the problem is that you've had some downturns against the type of pitchers you're going to face in the postseason. And I mean, last night was a perfect example of that. Yeah, you can put up runs against whoever. I mean, the mediocre guys, but when the rubber meets the road and you have to go up against those Philly starters or Hunter Brown or someone like that, are you going to be able to function? And they have at times, but I think that's sort of the shot across their bow a little bit. What is that going to look like? I'll tell you another concern too that no one really talks about, because everyone obsesses how good they are at home. I think they have one series win against a team over 500 on the road. And, like, that's something that you got to fix. I mean, they don't have a whole lot of opportunities. Their schedule, I think it's, as our good friend Gordo points out, the seventh easiest schedule going forward. But still, like, you have to, okay, you go to Toronto at the end of September, it would behoove you to take that series. It would behoove you to take the series against the Yankees coming up at Yankee Stadium. So there's still some boxes to check off here with 40 games to go.
Yeah, the last time out for Crochet, Bayo, and Giolito, all down starts. Let's begin, though, with Crochet. Mm. His hit is the most innings he's ever pitched at the major league level this year. Do you look at the last one as, he was due for a bad game, or is there more to it?
Well, he had a mediocre one, and then he had a couple really good ones, and then he has this one. So I think you just got to ride this out. But I think the problem is that every single time there isn't a dominant outing or a really, really good outing, this conversation is going to come up, and it is what it is, man. Like, this is your lot in life. When you haven't pitched an entire year as a full-time starter – then people are going to say, well, what's it going to look like in August and September? And we aren't even talking about October. I mean, I always go back to a couple of years ago. Zach Gallen ended up with 240 innings. I mean, that's a lot. There's a lot of stuff that you had to do in October. And so I think that it's a fair conversation to have. Do I think he's going to take a downturn? No, I don't. That's just a hunch. But I think it's a fair conversation to have, because he's never been in this world before. And here's the thing, too, is that if you are close and these are high leveraged innings, that's a whole nother thing. So, yeah, I think it's something to keep an eye on. But right now, I'm not overly concerned about what you're going to see in Garrett Crochet in August and certainly early September.
Yeah, I agree. Overall, I think Crochet will be fine. I'm not really worried about him. The other two guys, though, that have been pretty nails all season, I'm not as confident in. So one of the reasons why we talked so much about that number two starter was to sort of push Bayo and Giolito down a spot. I don't know if you compare it at all to, like, Tanner Houck, Cutter Crawford from a year ago, where those guys were nasty for a while and then ultimately kind of regained their normal form. How do you feel, and how do you think the team feels about relying on Bayo Giolito?
I think all of them are different. I don't think you can compare him to Houck, because Houck, that was the first go-round in terms of being that guy. Giolito's been that guy. Giolito's been through seasons now. Whether or not you think he's going to be consistent and have that kind of consistent run he had before the last start, okay, let's have that debate. The thing with Giolito is that he has these bad ones, and then he goes on a run of good ones. But it's weird, guys, because I think with Bayo and Giolito, even when they were going good, and I've said this before, up until their last starts, over since the end of June, there had been no other team with three starters with a 2.70 ERA or better in the entire major leagues. But even when they were going that run, there was this narrative of sort of waiting, like, are they good enough? Are they good enough? Are they good enough? You really need Joe Ryan, and you did need that other guy. But I don't know if it's because of Giolito and Bayo. And I just think that they have that cloud hanging over themselves with they haven't proven, they don't have the benefit of the doubt of the fan base. So that's why these starts coming up are important to get that benefit of the doubt back. And by the way, Joe Ryan, three starts since the trade deadline, really, really good. Maybe you can pivot away from the Rafael Devers updates and do the Joe Ryan updates.
Oh, okay. The Joe Ryan update. I don't mind that. Okay, look, he's telling people to get tattoos. He's programming the radio show.
Let's go. Sandy Alcantara, not so good, by the way.
No. Hopefully that continues tomorrow.
Yeah, he should switch his name back to Alcantara. Which is what he should do. So I'm curious, Bradfo, you cover, as you said, all of baseball. We're very parochial here. We pay attention to what the Red Sox are doing and not much else. And, you know, I've noticed, and I think a lot of people have noticed, a bunch of blow-ups on the Red Sox this year. People yelling at base coaches, tip pitches, whatever else could be going on. Cora was asked about this yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. Why do teams seem so upset with the Red Sox specifically this year and some of their antics, actions, however you want to put that?
Yeah, I think that baseball is something where it's sort of – it's like a clubhouse. The clubhouse becomes – like the narrative of a clubhouse, it becomes like phone tag or whatever you want to call it. They talk among themselves. People talk in baseball among themselves. They get narratives going. And when you heard the Skubal thing the other day, he mentioned the Red Sox, but I think he mentioned the Yankees too. I think this is how it works. And, an example of this was Hector Neris, the guy for the Astros who got into it with Kyle Hudson, right? The thing that people didn't realize about that was Neris was with the Angels when all that Tyler Anderson stuff, and they had that kerfuffle, which is the only way to phrase it, the kerfuffle pregame with the Angels. So it was already in his head. They had already, had that conversation. That goes to, the Astros, and that goes to another team. Listen, I mean, what they're doing is what they're doing. And I said this before, whether it's the base coaches or whether it's getting the start or looking the grips at second base, this is how baseball is. And I think Alex Cora said it yesterday, where it, unfortunately for him, it amps up because of what he did before. But in terms of stealing signs and all of that, that is what it is. That's baseball. And the staying in the coaching box, I don't even know why they have coaching boxes anymore. No one stays in the coaching boxes anymore. But the Red Sox clearly, whether you want to say they're good at it or they just do it, this is part of the deal, man, whether it's on the iPads or whether it's having some guy at second or whether it's having a base coach move, whatever it is. But I will say this, it's all legal. Like, it is all legal, but that's why people get upset, though. I mean, people can get upset, but it's legal.
Abraham Toro has really cooled off over the last couple of months. Do you think we see Christian Campbell back up and playing first base sooner rather than later?
I think they'll be really hesitant. Every time Campbell's name comes up, they seem really hesitant, like say, hey, listen, we got to wait. I don't think as a first baseman he's there yet. He still has some work to do. He's been better offensively, certainly. But, I mean, make no mistake about it. I mean, they screwed up in how long it took to send that guy down. And I think because of it, you had to sort of build yourself. It took a while to build him back up. You're starting to build the guy back up. This is the long haul for Christian Campbell. This isn't necessarily like, hey, Yoan Moncada, come in and save our season as doing this in September. Nah, this is something different. And I don't think that right now he's at that place. And right now, you're right about Toro. He's hit the Dom Smith tipping point a little bit.
Yeah.
but I do think that he has shown just enough that it said, okay, well, we can ride this out for a little while longer.
Let me ask you about another potential call-up. You were on this show last week or the week prior even, talking about Peyton Tolley and David Sandlin and some of these names. What about Harrison? Is he under consideration to get called up, perhaps in place of the guy we saw last night, Walker Buehler?
I don't think so yet. They give Buehler a lot of rope here, and they'll say at like game like last night, oh well, it was good except for this. The problem is that he does have some benefit of the doubt. He has that built-in benefit of the doubt. Now, you get into September when the games mean the most, then it becomes a different conversation. I will say this about Kyle Harrison. Like, I went and watched him. I saw him pitch in Worcester, and then I saw the result from him, I think it was yesterday. Like, he's an interesting guy. He is his fastball that really jumps at the end. Like, it's only 93, 94, 95. But he's become a really, really interesting guy. So to answer your question, I don't think there's anything, like, imminent about moving Buehler out, having Harrison put back in. But there's a lot of things that are happening right now and will happen or not happen in the next 2 weeks that will change at the end of September. And I use the Eovaldi example in 2018. Remember that, guys. He comes in, he's traded for, he has two outings where he doesn't give up a run, and then he's horrific for about a month. And everyone's like, he's not going to make the postseason roster. And then by the end, September rolls around, okay, you can make the postseason roster. Okay, you can be a legend. Okay, you can get a huge contract. Things change in a hurry or a lot in the next month and a half.
I got a lineup question for you. And I know, yeah, you're going to like this. Well, teams obviously look at their lineups differently. I mean, you see Shohei Ohtani leads off for the Dodgers, one of the best home run hitters, one of the best pure hitters in all of baseball. He's a leadoff hitter now, maybe not a prototypical leadoff hitter. Jarren Duran was an elite leadoff hitter a year ago, hasn't been as good this year, so they move him down to three. Roman Anthony has been the leadoff hitter now for a while. Do you expect that to sort of continue? Anthony one, Duran three, and then does Roman Anthony, like, long-term project as a leadoff guy?
You know what jumped to mind when you were talking? What was it, Joe Mazzulla saying there's, or someone said there's no, oh no, it was Rick Pitino said there's no longer point guards in basketball. Point guards no longer exist.
Right.
And I feel like that's sort of along the lines of leadoff hitters, where he's like, you have to be fast and you have to be this guy or whatever it is. Hey, it's a results business. It has been a results business. Roman Anthony's numbers in the leadoff spot are crazy good. Jarren Duran's numbers in the number three spot are crazy good. And in this day and age of baseball, what's happening, like, we talk about, oh, well, the best hitter is the number three hitter. No. The best hitter usually, honestly, two years ago, it was the number two hitter.
Right.
Right now, it's trending to the number one hitter. It's like, it's weird how that's happening. We've seen it with Ohtani. So that's how it is. The number three hitter is no longer that guy. Certainly the number four guy is no longer that guy. So,
but what's the logic for that? Because I get number two. I get. That's been going around for years. But leadoff hitter, I feel like you're guaranteeing his first at bat with nobody on base. I feel like, especially for a power guy,
it's just as simple as getting him more at bats over the course of a year, right?
Yeah, but I also want that. I want him up with more guys on.
Yeah.
I know, but you hit the nail on the head. I think it's just getting him up one more time.
All right.
That's it. Because ultimately what they'll say is that, well, you only have to do it without guys on base one time, right? And then you're probably going to have somebody on base and you get the guy the extra at bat.
But I'd be curious, and this is, I mean, I'm sure Breslow and some of his computers know the answer to this, but if everybody played every game, how many more at bats does the leadoff hitter get than the number two hitter? Right, especially if the number one hitter gets on base at a decent clip, I'm feeling like the number two hitter is getting up all the time too. So I don't know.
I like that, though. I'm going to put the baseballs and boring analytics department on that.
Get them on the case.
Yeah.
Get the hamsters.
If I get that to you, will you get a tattoo?
Hell yeah. I knew he was going to ask one of us before we got out here. I was happy it was you.
If you make the fake tattoos, my daughter will be covered in them head to toe. So.
He is Rob Bradford. Joins us every Thursday at 11:30. You can check him out on the Odyssey app, Baseball Isn't Boring, the podcast. Get your tattoos at your local tattoo parlor. And Bradford, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks
so much. We'll talk to you Tuesday, Bradford. You're in Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Right.
In person, it's going to be a great time, and it's going to be a great couple days, obviously. You guys do such a great job. So appreciate everything, guys. I'll talk to you then.
Yeah, so good point, Keith. It's going to be Tuesday at 10:30 with Bradford next week, live from Fenway Park.
Very good.
For the Jimmy Fund Telethon. So thanks to Brad Foe for switching up his schedule and doing that for us next week. 617-779-7937. We'll get back to your feedback. We also saw, and I don't know, this has been a little under-discussed, under-reported. You kind of had to seek this out on your own. But Taylor Swift did make an appearance on the New Heights podcast. That finally happened.
Is that
Keith.
Her podcast debut?
That is her podcast debut.
She skipped hashtag dork and went right to New Heights.
We got some thoughts next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Tay-Tay, welcome to New Heights.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on my favorite podcast. As we all know, you know, you guys have a lot of male sports fans that listen to your podcast. Yeah. And I think we all know that if there's one thing that male sports fans want to see in their spaces and on their screens, it's more of me.
How's Taylor Swift on the New Heights podcast? That's the Kelce Brothers podcast. It was very underreported. I don't know if you saw any of this, Keith.
It's nowhere. It's nowhere to be found.
So I don't even understand how this works.
It's a podcast, Jones. You record into a microphone. You put it out for the internet. Anybody can listen to it.
There were a million plus people watching live, but we knew about this for days, and it was recorded days ago. How does that work?
Yeah. So the best of my understanding, as being a longtime podcaster myself,
yes,
is you can record something, right? So you're recording it, quote unquote, live, but it's not out there to the masses, and then you can schedule when to. Like drop it, release it, as it were. Drops the what cool kids would
That's
say.
That's right.
And rather than just being like, all right, here's all 2 hours, you can like fast forward through it. They're like, we're gonna release it at this exact time, and you're gonna watch it in like real time and let it go. So it's like you have the feeling of watching it live, but it's not like they're looking at like the comments or anything like that.
Right.
They've long recorded it because they posted like a million clips of it leading up to it, to the point like 2 days ago, I'm like, this is out, right?
I had specifically seen and heard that clip.
Yeah, that's been out for a while.
Before it even aired, right?
And then, so they did the funny thing where they first previewed it by like the two of the Kelce brothers and then just sort of
silhouette.
Like a silhouette, thank you. Yeah. And they're like, who could it be? And everyone's like, it's Taylor Swift. And then they,
which honestly, this is classic me. I kind of assumed the internet was going to be wrong about that. I'm like,
they're right.
They were 1,000%
right. They sniffed that right out.
Well, that Taylor Swift
silhouette.
Well, the fan group, the Swifties,
they're passionate.
the Swifties, they're pretty good at sniffing out anything Taylor Swift related. So I should have known.
And then they did another one where, because she like announced her other album that's coming out, and so they blurred that. So then you had to watch the thing to actually see what the pictures looked like, what all the tracks were, and everything else. My takeaway.
You were asking my takeaway. Well, I was just gonna say, like, everybody is aware of this interview. The whole Twitch chat's like, oh, I don't care. Yeah. Maybe you don't care, but a lot of people watch
it
and have opinions
on
it. It
has over 10 million views
already. Well, this is what I was just going to say.
It's been up for 16 hours.
A million people were watching it live.
Yeah.
And so a million plus, including the Schefter family. He made sure to talk about that, brag. And so, what was your big takeaway?
So I don't know if it was the lighting there, but her skin's quite fair. Like, she's very, like, white.
This is the big takeaway.
This is my big takeaway. Okay. And it reminded me in high school, and this isn't bullying, I don't think.
Okay.
But there was a girl that had very, very white skin, and we called her a vampire. Yeah. Which is like an old English way of saying vampire, because she was like very fair skinned. So we thought she could only come out at night. And then a year later, no, she was very attractive. It's got nothing to do with that. So we're like, oh, the vampire. And everybody knew who you were talking about. Like, oh, did you see the vampire?
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, another girl came, very similar complexion. So we called her the vampire too. So we had two vampires in high school. And that's what I thought of when I was watching like a couple clips. I was like, attractive and everything. That's not the point. The point is just very,
very fair
fair-skinned.
Well.
Did you have a takeaway?
Those might be fighting words for the Kelseys. I don't know.
No, it's not. It's not an insult. I don't think that it is an insult at all. A lot of vampires are very attractive.
Well, this is true.
It's actually maybe maybe the biggest compliment you can receive.
Yeah, that's actually very true.
But no, that was that.
They're a sexy, sexy breed. Vampires.
It was also It was a 2 hour podcast. Yeah. I give them credit for that. And I love Jones, and I think these two are lovebirds. So I've never been one of the, like, get them off my TV. Like,
no.
I don't care. As long as you're not missing plays, I don't care. Do you want to see some fat slob in the crowd, or do you want to see her screaming?
She's somewhat self-deprecating about it, which I appreciate. Yeah. She's like, oh, I'm sure more males want to see this.
Great.
Which I know has been applauded by other females out there. And so, no, my takeaway is, like, you see her answer about Xavier Worthy? You see that?
Oh, yeah, so she's, like, full-in Chiefs fan now.
She, like, loves that they got Xavier Worthy.
She was pumped. She told Travis they drafted Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
That's a good little anecdote.
Yeah.
Why not?
Right. He's like, okay.
I thought you were going to say she told Andy Reid to draft Xavier Worthy.
Well, didn't she drop a play? Wasn't that the thing they said a couple years ago?
She dropped a play. Yeah. I read this. I didn't hear this specific answer, but I read she's like, well, I've learned cover 0 and cover 2 and cover 4 and all these things.
Good.
I'm hoping that's tongue-in-cheek. I didn't actually hear the full context on that.
Well, no, what was the other one?
Yeah, she's in the film room like Bedard. I mean, she's breaking it down, X's and O's. She's in there.
But she's...
She's doing mock drafts.
The X, the Z, vertical rounds.
We should do her mock next year.
We should.
Mock draft Monday. We should do a
Taylor Swift mock draft.
She got the Chiefs taken.
Because she also, what was the funny line too? Was she originally, and like, give her credit for like embracing football and like now like paying attention to it. But at first she was like asking Travis what it was going to be like to go up against on the field against Jason. And they're
she said their first date.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were out and she's like, well, what was it like in the Super Bowl?
Against your brother, like on the field
facing,
at the same time.
Looking across the field at your brother. Like, and he's like, yeah, we're not on the
neat
field.
Neat trick
the same
about
time.
That. It didn't have to. No, I know, but like, that's an innocent question.
No,
like, how would you not think that?
No, like, honestly, I was impressed. She's like, you knew you were playing against your brother in the Super
that's
Bowl.
That's also true.
Yeah.
It was the Kelsey. That was also hard to avoid that year.
Well, fair. But Keith, I think.
Yeah.
We should all take a lesson from this. She is diving in to something that her significant other is very passionate about.
It's very nice.
We could all learn about
this.
You know, I try to watch as much Bravo as I can with the wife.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't get into everything she's very interested in. But now Taylor Swift is doing that for Travis Kelce.
That's great.
You love.
I do.
These two kids are going to make it, I think.
Seems like they've hit it off.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like it's going to be a storybook ending for them. So good for them. Although I think Travis Kelce this season take the under on all of his stats. Are you taking him in fantasy?
I wonder if it's a buying opportunity.
You think
fantasy.
So?
I'm starting to wonder if it's a bit of a buying. Although the news, and this might be grab bag worthy, I'm not sure. There's news on Rashee Rice today that makes me feel a little worse about Kelce.
Right, okay.
Starting the year hot. I guess his hearing is delayed until the end of September, which means he's going to be on the field in September, which means, maybe some Kelce unders early.
Okay.
Maybe there'll be a buying opportunity in season via trade.
Understood.
Maybe that's the lesson there. But again, your big takeaway, you're very fair skinned.
Vampire. That was my legit takeaway. Yeah.
I have not heard that anywhere else.
Yeah,
so that's,
no.
that's a good observation. So that was Taylor Swift on the New Heights podcast. Apparently it was a big deal. 617-779-7937. We got your feedback there. We will circle back to the Patriots with preseason game number 2. looming on Saturday, we figured we'd go on the clock and give you everything you need to know about the second preseason matchup, Pats and Vikings, in just 60 seconds. We'll do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.